Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock. It is Financial Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, anything change over the weekend that could affect your money? I know it's a fast new moving administration. We'll talk about that and the one-month report card on the new administration. What have they changed about your money? Also, I got some bad news. The driverless car companies are making great strides. Now the government shows and they want to help them. It's horrible news. If you have a financial situation, I know, don't even get me started.
They don't look like they need help.
No. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. It's 504-260-0995. You can also reach out to us via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can send us a text message or a shortcut to an email, or find us on, we're over here on Facebook Live chatting away. We're over here on Periscope chatting away. Hello, folks. How you doing? So go ahead and get that Gregory Ricks and Associates app. It'll get you in touch with us 10,000 ways. You can call the office. You can call the show. It's really that amazing. I wanted to start, though, with the list. And happy holiday, by the way, President's Day. Some people had today off. Some people just treated it like a normal day. Some people did a hybrid thingy. But not a lot of market news to talk about. Thank goodness. But I got a great list here that I've been dying to go over for a while, and this finally gives us a chance to do it. This is one of these things where I was thinking I'd be able to sneak it in on one of our Saturday shows because we have more time.
Really?
Yeah, but hey, look.
That time gets burned.
It does, doesn't it? Because I feel like we have to cover all the best stuff that we discovered during the week, and then there's always something that got left on the table that I'm like, all right, now we have to do this. But look, I got you a copy of the list right there. And here's the experiment I did. When I where's that buzz coming from? Is that me? That is my headphones. When I looked for what are the different types of IRAs, I went and I found whichever list was longest. That was the goal. Because if one guy says there's 9 types of IRAs and one guy says there's only 5, well, someone's wrong. And I'm going to err on the side of the dude who has more. So the longest list I found that didn't get ridiculous was the one that said there's 11 different types of IRAs. And they're pretty generous in their definition. But that's what we're down to now. 11 types of IRAs. Now, if I threw a rock out the window of our downtown New Orleans studios and hit a person that's running around for Mardi Gras right now, you think they can name all 11 types of IRAs? No. Think they can name half of them? You think they can name 5? Can they name 5 of them? No. Angie, you've been sitting on the board listening to this show for God knows how many years. What is it now? You've been on the show for 5.5 years, I think?
Oh, yeah.
How many of the types of IRAs can you name off the top of your head? I hate to put you on the spot like this, but you're going to be my sacrificial lamb for this holiday spectacular here.
Okay. Roth IRA.
Roth IRA, that is one of them.
I know more, but give me a minute.
Yeah, hey, just 10 more. You're almost there. I know. See, it's not fair to put someone on the spot like
traditional
that.
Traditional IRA.
Well, not you. You don't
That's
count.
I'm helping her. That's a simple. It's a very simple.
Well, speaking of simple.
I just gave another hint.
Yeah. Anyway, so let me just run down the list here, because you may not have thought it was this complicated, or I don't even want to make it sound complicated. You may not knew you had this many options. How about that?
SEP, rollover.
Your regular old individual retirement account, an individual retirement annuity, an employer and employee association trust account, or that's colloquially known as a group IRA, something I'm not that familiar with, but we have got calls on them before, and Gregory knew what they were talking about. Then we get to the SEP IRA, the Simplified Employee Pension. a simple IRA, the savings incentive match for employees IRA, a spousal IRA, a rollover or conduit IRA, an inherited IRA, an education IRA, and then traditional IRA and Roth IRA. Y'all, we named the last two first, apparently. So now the IRA education can continue in earnest. Now we know what we don't know. And apparently I don't know some of these. Gregory, I don't think we've ever dealt with someone with a recommendation or a story or a topic that covered an education IRA before. Is that different than the, what's that one called, the 457 plan or 529 plan or what's the...
I don't know. I can tell you, I'm not familiar with that as worded that way.
All right. It just says an IRA established to provide funds that will allow for beneficiary to attend a program of higher education. No tax deduction on the contribution, but deposits and earnings may be withdrawn free of tax and penalties if used for higher education. It's a pretty lame one, though. No wonder you've never heard of this. Contributions are limited to a maximum of $500 per year. That's in addition to the $2,000 limit on any other IRA. That sounds lame.
It is, here is the technical part is why we're not used to, because we're, yeah, was looking for a password again or something. So,
okay.
Coverdell.
I don't know Coverdell. I feel like I should know it the way you looked
okay,
at me.
Okay, now I've got something else. Close. Oh, I'm touching my screen, and this is not a touch screen. Each of my, I'm like, come on.
I'm going to wait on this Coverdell thing.
Definition of education IRA is savings plan for higher education. Parents or guardians are allowed to make non-deductible contributions to an education IRA for children under age 18. The education IRA is now referred to as the Coverdell ESA, Coverdell Education Savings Account.
Okay.
That's why we don't hear of it. It's a Coverdell account.
Let's go back through some of these, though. Can I jump to number three here? I've heard you made reference to the group IRA before, but I've never heard it referred to as an employer and employee association trust account, a traditional setup, traditional IRA set up by employers, unions, and other employee associations for employees or members. Group IRA. How is this different than an individual IRA other than the obvious it's
Well, it's obviously like an association IRA. But I don't recall ever coming across it. We've never set one up. So what they're basically saying is, yeah, there's IRS code for that. It's just so rarely used.
And it never goes away, even if no one uses it?
Well, if you are in it and separate from it, I would have to go check the rules. But I'm sure it can be moved to a rollover IRA, which has to be one of those on your list.
Okay, now the next two, if you want to follow on the list, they're number four and number five. These were things I did not know. I had heard the terms before, but did not know any details before I started in the show. And
SEP?
Well, yeah, the SEP, the simplified or the SEP or the simple IRA. Both of those, and they keep coming up quite a bit when callers are asking for guidance on how to set up their own plan. Looks like a hidden gem here.
A SEP is more, it is used by business owners typically that don't have employees. Might be small firms, say a dentist has a SEP, an attorney has a SEP. No staff to speak of, and it's a way, it socks away a pretty good bit of money like a solo 401k can as well. And that's pretty popular. And one thing about it, when we cross over to them, if they're not happy with how it's being handled, once it's in the SEP for 2 years, you can continue that program where it's at, but you can move the assets out once it's been in place for 2 years. So that's typically what we've experienced with them. you do have an option to move the money, yet continue the plan as long as it's been in place at least 2 years, the plan, that is.
But you mentioned people that have businesses and clinics. What about like the a guy that hangs drywall or a plumber or something like that?
Yeah, independent contract. Business people, sole, one owner, you know, one person working is where those work best. If there's employees, then you've got to put away money for the employees, and that's not necessarily what they're wanting. Most plans are SEP, simples, 401ks are going to involve contributing for the employees.
Then let's go to the simple IRA here. So that's where we're at with that. If you're a small business owner or a small employer and you have employees, then you would go from the SEP to the simple? I mean, that's one option you have. Am I saying this wrong? You're looking at me funny.
No, I just don't like simples is what it really comes down to. My distressed
look. Oh, you're not distressed at me. Okay.
No, I dislike simples. But it's not a SEP to a simple. It's just you have employees. You're not wanting to contribute much. It's a simple plan. It can be done with smaller amounts. What I see is more of lower income nature. Maybe not as profitable firms, but they want to do something. Once you deposit it into the employee's account, it's theirs to move. There's no time period or waiting. There's no restrictions like a 401k would be. And what is our experience with them? Somebody gets $1,000 built up. Next thing you know, we're getting a call. Hey, I need that $1,000. Well, you know it's going to be taxed and penalized. That's okay. I need the $1,000. It's a savings account that they go into that's kind of expensive to pull out. And typically when you see these or when they have came over in the past, and I'm pretty much, I dislike them so that we will not take them over any further. And if it costs us the owner's account, individual accounts or anything, then so be it. It's just a savings account that they go after. And a 401k would be better, but, you know, there's some more obligations, more fees, and there also are restrictions to help protect the employees.
Boy, the disgust on your face was real. All right, we'll continue the list here, different types of IRAs. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. James Parker here. Hey, do me a favor. Grab your phone real quick. Go download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can connect with the show. You can call the show or send us a text message. You can connect with the office. You can find our next Gregory Ricks live event. You can set an appointment. You can listen to our podcast, the previous shows. And if you're a client with Gregory Ricks, you can pop up your financial dashboard and see how all your accounts are doing in real time. Plus, there's no pictures of me. The Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go ahead and download it right now, because eventually you're going to need it. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Gentleman came in and he said, look, I was planning to retire. I was going to get 1,054,000 lump sum to take instead of the pension. He was just really upset about it because they had taken it off the table. So now he's going to get 40,000 or so a year on the income from assets when he retires in October. And to make him feel better, I went and showed him. I said, this is a 5.6% income stream. Guaranteed. It's certain. This isn't depending how the market goes and whether or not you overspend the money. This is 5.6%. That's a heck of a return.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. News Talk 95.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks and James Parker. This is live financial talk radio where you can get your financial fix today for a better tomorrow. That phone number would be 504-260-0995. Once again, 260-0995. Email Gregory at gregoryricks.com. So you know the website, gregoryricks.com. The app. Two apps you need to download. iHeartRadio app. Why? Because we're always on the stream. If you can't pick us up on the station you're listening to, you can jump over to the stream. If we're preempted or technical problems, we're always on the stream. And utilize the Gregory Ricks and Associates app to make the linking up simple. Two quick downloads, doesn't cost you anything, and you're probably going to be very glad you downloaded both of them.
All right, it's President's Day. Real quick, favorite president, least favorite president?
Reagan.
Worst.
I have a couple of them, but you actually hooked me up with another one. I think it was Roosevelt.
FDR is easily the worst in my book. And I understand not everyone agrees, but.
And Jimmy, I wasn't a big fan of.
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I think the first created the more. You and I have talked about it extensively, and he wasn't my worst, and he moved up to the top over the past 6 months.
He's just the worst on all fronts. Worst economic president we've ever had. Worst foreign policy president we've ever had. Socially speaking, the internment camps, worst president we've ever had. Set us up with $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities and destroyed our currency. I mean, that's his legacy. A lot of that was set up by Woodrow Wilson, but it's FDR that hit it out the park. Worst ever.
Yeah, he said, thanks for the setup. I've got this. Base is loaded.
I hate to be a dork. And to be trite, but easily the greatest president we ever had was George Washington. That's all. Hey, we'll get back to this.
I don't disagree. The first was the best that set us off, but
it's almost
big
not fair.
Reagan fan, obviously as well. A lot of positive change came about.
Okay, we'll continue in just a minute with our list of the different types of IRAs. We're going to go over most of the 11 different types. To the phones we go, though. Here's Blaze in the Broadmoor. You're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What's up, Blaze? What'd you say?
Andrew Jackson.
Why, last guy to balance the budget? Is that what you're going to say?
He kicked out the money changers. You know, we could have had the Woodrow Wilson years, the Federal Reserve back in 1820, 1830, because they were trying to make a move. The European
they had
bankers
already established
were trying to make
it.
A move on
right.
us back in the 1820s, 1830s
He's absolutely
to control
right.
our currency.
Gosh, we might have already failed by now if that had happened.
Yeah, but look, he's right.
You're right about that, Gregory. I can't disagree with that.
There is a precedent for auditing the Fed and then turn around and taking that sucker down. And Andrew Jackson did do it. And he was the last guy. And when I say balance the books, I don't mean on a yearly basis. Clearly, he's not the last guy to have a balanced annual budget. But he's the last guy to pay off the debt.
Wasn't it like Clinton or somebody that ended zero or something?
He balanced.
No, he paid. Yeah, he paid off the debt. Our national debt was zero. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. Okay.
Not our annual budget, the whole damn thing.
People don't even realize there's a difference between the debt and the deficit.
Yeah, I think most people are catching on to that pretty quick.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think people are dumber than you think they are.
Blake, I kind of agree with you. I've seen a lot of disconnect.
Yeah.
In that. Marty,
yeah, I think you're right, Gregory. It's not a lack of, caring, but hey, I've got to go to work. I've got to pay the rent. I've got to make my car payment. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And people get distracted from, just observing what's around them.
Yeah. They're about their world.
Let me ask you this question. How do you think that, the best way for President Trump to make America great again, and I'll give you my answer after you answer me. name one thing that you think
I think the core is bringing back middle America.
Yes.
The middle of the country where mm-hmm. all these jobs have left. That's my
right.
core is getting work back and stopping it from leaving. We're making everybody else great except us. I think that's a core thing. There's a lot more, but that's core is jobs. For real. Don't give it lip service. Do something about it.
Yeah, I've thought that I would like to go and find Woodrow Wilson's grave because he's the one that brought us to the Federal Reserve and, let us say, urinate on it. Then FDR, he confiscated gold. We used to have gold coins. I believe it was 32 or 33. He said, give us your gold. It was the middle, not the height of the Depression, maybe, but they were looking, hey, let's build the country. Everybody send us your gold coins, and now we'll have a gold bank. Well, when was the last time the Fort Knox was audited or inventoried, like 1956?
Yeah, it's probably all gone. All right, hey, I appreciate the chatter here, Blaze. We got to get back to tasks. Happy President's
Thanks.
Day.
Thanks, Blake.
Blaze with a
Blaze,
Z.
Blaze, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. He calls us every once in a while.
I can't see with my reading glasses that far.
All right, we've gone through the list here of 11 types of IRAs. Can I backpedal a little bit? Let's say you are a small businessman and you're only by yourself, one of these independent guys. What do you recommend? There was the SEP that we mentioned as part of an IRA. You have a self-directed IRA. Is that a different kind? Because that's not even really mentioned in our list so much.
Yeah,
and then there's a solo 401k.
Go back to where you started.
Okay, SEP, self-directed IRAs, and solo 401k, the difference in all of them.
Well, we talked about the SEP earlier, and mm-hmm. that's typically a simplified employee pension plan is what it's talked about. But it's an IRA that you can sock some money away. It works best for high-income individuals that are running their own firm that don't have employees, typically is where you see it. The simple... it's kind of the lower end where there's probably a lot of those that should be 401ks. But if it's not, then, you're having those businesses, like I said, where they just come and every so often, oh, I want my money. I need my money. It's not how it's supposed to work. And that's where this IRA that Obama and them came up with.
The MyIRA.
Yeah, the MyIRA. It's the same sort of thing that's not going to work because they'll put money in it, and next thing you know, they're grabbing it because it's really they're not saving anywhere else, so it becomes their emergency account. So we go to the self-directed IRA. Why do you set those up? Oh, I want to buy real estate with my IRA. I want to buy a vending machine business with my IRA money or my 401k, so I'll roll it into a self-directed account, because Schwab won't handle those, Fidelity won't handle those, Ameritrade won't handle those. You got to go to a self-directed that's used to handling the reporting. They're not, it doesn't mean it's okay, and if you screw it up, they're going to fix it. They're just going to report it. You're on your own. You don't have an advisor. You're saying, well, I want to be on my own and do real estate or whatever. If you're wanting to buy stocks, mutual funds, you'll set up a traditional IRA at a brokerage, whether it's TD, Schwab, with my firm at Fidelity Investments, such as that. What was the last one? Solo 401k?
Yes.
Once again, kind of husband-wife business that would like to do a 401k, have those privileges, yet max it out. What's that, about $54,000 for each of them?
What?
Yeah. So husband and wife get knock out $100,000 a year in pre-tax money in that. You know, you don't have employees. Otherwise, you're going to traditional 401k route if you have employees. There's fees and such, but I like it if you're being for real about doing that with your money.
Wouldn't there be income limits on the 401k, on the solo 401k?
There is on contributions, but you can bonus to get to the max. Profit sharing over the max. Well, it's like $6,000 for the catch up, and then to get to your $54,000 profit sharing.
Yeah,
there's no income cap on profit sharing.
Interesting.
Love that.
You have to worry about getting an audit and underpaying yourself if you have
to
share.
You're going
to
have a third party administrator that makes sure all this is done right. We use DWC out of Dallas. We run everything through them. And in fact, they're going to fuss you if you don't.
I don't want to even deal with this list. Let's talk more about this solo 401k business. LLC, subchapter S, C Corp, who qualifies for it?
Yeah. Now, if you have another 401k with another firm, all that. Remember, we talked about it back when we had the TV show. On one of our shows, we talked about it to where all that combines to get to your max also. So you could have more than one 401k. Long as you don't over contribute to them all.
And it's aggregate. Remember that from the TV show.
Yeah. God, we hadn't mentioned that. Our TV show we had a few years back.
All right.
Why don't we have it? Everybody listening?
It's too much work.
It wasn't fun. This is fun. It was too stressful on me, and I called it a day.
Hot light, stuffy suit, can't
gotta
move.
Gotta be perfect.
Pick your nose.
You gotta say it just right.
Ugh.
So retakes. How many retakes do we do on this show?
Man.
None.
This is a one-shot deal, and if you make a mistake, so you still don't get a retake.
You say, oops. Oops.
All right, we'll get...
I erred on the ups. It's oops. Okay. See? Let's retake that.
All right, we're starting over after this break. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You could be up 132% in a security, but how is it behaving for you lately? And when there's winners, there's always losers. If you have a lot of tolerance for that going the wrong way, or your gains you've built up going the wrong way, that's problematic. And what are you going to do with that next correction? How are you protecting it? Put a real narrow stop loss on it. What's going to happen if this thing takes a dip? You're keeping your money. If it continues to move up, we'll shift that stop up as it continues to move up. Keep that tight stop loss and capture more of the gains if there's more there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're dealing with somebody that just only handles fixed index annuities, you're probably dealing with a salesman and that's all you're going to get. Or if you go to the stock and mutual fund guy, you're probably dealing with another version of a salesman.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRA.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, okay. And I'll be calling your office. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. On President's Day, protests in Chicago and other cities around the country against President Trump.
Very concerned with his behavior. I feel that it is doing more to hurt the country than help.
That protester in Charlotte, North Carolina, similar sentiments in London with thousands voicing their opposition to the president.
No state visit.
Nearly 2 million people signed a petition saying that a Trump visit to Britain would embarrass the Queen. Meantime, President Trump named Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as National Security Advisor today. And people in Central Texas picking up after several storms and tornadoes slammed the area. At least 150 structures damaged around San Antonio. Fox News, we report. You decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How you doing? Happy President's Day. Holiday for some, normal day for most of us. If you have a financial situation, though, we are here. We are live, ready to receive your question and dispense advice accordingly. 504-260-0995. Oh, you know, we usually at the middle of the show check the digital inbox on the break there. We're chatting about something else. The Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go there. Several ways to get in contact with us. And really, it's I don't understand how everyone doesn't have an app for a situation like we're in, because it used to be you want to talk to the radio show, you had two options. So you can get on the phone and call, you know, the thing where you actually hit the buttons and wait and voice talk to someone, or you could write a letter. And I mean literally write out a letter, put it in an envelope, we'll get an envelope, lick it, put a stamp on it, get the address, write the address out. How would you get the address if they don't have a website back in the day? How would you know the address of the radio station? They would just say at the very end of the show.
You'd go to your big old thick phone book.
Holy crap.
You remember those?
Oh, and then you'd probably have to call and say, is this your mailing address? And wow. So now, how do you get in touch with the radio show?
When you want to do those, like the old lady accent, like you like drifted into it almost twice. You should just go to Janet, right?
Janet
there,
Yellen,
as if she's.
You have to fix the proper amount of postage meter, something or other, in the corner of the envelope, and then you get the gigantic yellow pages book and whatever. But now, Gregory, seriously, try and list out if you want to get in contact with us, if you want to ask a question, besides Steve in Baton Rouge, who's waiting on hold. You're coming up in a second, Steve. Don't run. Can you even list all the ways?
Email, app.
Well, be more specific, app. App what?
Gregory Ricks app.
I know, but you can do 28 things within the app to contact us.
Yeah, but there, you can text us within the app.
Okay.
You can call us within the app.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us within the app.
Yes.
So
you can go to GregoryRicks.com. A site chat window pops up. You can type in your question there. It'll go,
and
it'll
you
go
can,
to the laptop.
At the website, go to info@GregoryRicks.com.
Yeah, there's a little message page there. Facebook Live, you can leave us a message right now. You can come on Periscope. You can type in your message or tap the screen and give us some little hearts. That counts as communication.
You can call the office and leave a message with who's answering for us. We always have somebody live to answer the phone. And they will message it to me, the show. That happened on Saturday.
Twitter.
And Twitter.
That's, I'm sure there's like 10 more we can think of. But what,
unbelievable, the access this day and age.
Yeah, and what we tried to do is take all of these branches and attach them to the one tree trunk that is the app. So whatever you prefer, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Periscope, whether it's Facebook, whether it's a text message, whether it's a website, whether it's an actual voice phone call, we have access to all those through the app. So that's basically one of the primary functions, just communication. Second off, if once you become a client, it opens all these other windows for you, the dashboard and setting appointments, things like that. All right. That being said, you need to get that app. You need to get another app, the iHeartRadio app. So when you use the Gregory Ricks and Associates app to listen to us live, it'll pop right up for you. Covered. Time for Steve. Steve in Baton Rouge. You're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Are you listening on our affiliate up there, WJBO?
Yes, sir, I am.
Fantastic. Good to have you on board, Steve. How can we help you?
I have a question about my 401k. I have a 401k with Voya, and I just recently moved my money over from another 401k company, and I wasn't familiar with all of the different places to put the money. So I just let the advisors take it over and put it all in the different funds, and I was wondering if that would work for me, or should I just get some advice and move the money around myself?
Now, you're talking about the money at the old job.
That's right.
Did you roll it to the new company plan where you're working, or did you do a rollover IRA to a third-party firm, or it's with the management now at the old firm?
Well, no, we had Fidelity and with my old company.
Okay.
And just when I first started that 401k plan, it was all the old guys at the plant. They knew where to put the money, and it was doing well. When the new company took over, we had to roll it over. The new company wasn't offering Fidelity. We had to all move from Fidelity to Voya. So I just switched it from Fidelity straight into Voya.
So was this a takeover purchase of the firm that you were at?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where the new plan is going to come in and take over.
That's
There's
right.
usually a blackout date where you have a window to move that money to a third-party firm, but that's obviously passed for you. But they have to offer a small window, but they don't really publicize that much because the new firm's wanting those assets.
That's right.
To manage because it's fees. You could look. We do a 401k analyzer program. You could use their services, but just like I believe. Fidelity had something like Net Engines, something to that effect. I sometimes call it fire engines. It don't matter, but they will do rebalancing every quarter. We don't do busy work, but for a flat annual fee, we don't do it percentage-wise because I don't want to get into that, but we do a flat annual fee to give 401k guidance.
Right.
We want to see your statement every quarter, see what you're doing, if you made changes we suggested, or see how things are looking now. And then in between quarters, if there's something you need to be aware of or alerted to, and you get all of our market emails, which can be anywhere from 2 to 4 emails a week, depending on what's going on, you're treated as a full functioning client, even though we don't directly manage your money. We're keeping you up to speed for that flat fee.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that's really good and solid. But once again, it's your money. You have to make the decision. But if you want to explore something, that we'll give you the information.
I may take you up on that because it's tough to try to determine whether they're helping themselves before they help me, you know. And the reason why I have my money there is for it to grow. So
yeah, I think something like net engine charges 1% a year.
Right.
So, you know, for most normal size 401ks, my flat fee is much less than that.
Okay.
Is this all your investments for retirement?
Well, I have a company funded pension, the 401k, and savings, and that's it.
Okay. Well, you've got three different things going on. That's positive. More the better.
All right. Keep us in mind next move you make, Steve. And if you
yes,
want that
sir.
401k analyzer service, get the app, give us a call, and we'll hook you up.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, Steve. Listening on News Radio 1150 WJBO out of Baton Rouge. What's up, Baton Rouge? How y'all doing? Were y'all off work today? All right. Back to the...
Well, we obviously aren't.
No, not wholly off work today. I did wear shorts. I usually try and like to look snazzy now that we're on video every day. You got less snazzy today. You got casual, James. Look like I'm going to go to
I'm in a no-hat day. I didn't shave. This is scruffy-ish, or the scruffiest of the weekend day. Oh, jeans.
You're wearing a T-shirt as well.
Oh, and my T-shirt.
Yeah, this is Survivor Man Gregory over here. Okay.
Did not eat Spam for lunch today.
Where did that come from? Survivor Man?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking Survivor Man like when they drop some dude out in the woods for a month. He doesn't have Spam. Okay, anyway, two different Survivor things. Our worlds are crossing. You're thinking too much Walking Dead, aren't you? With your sweet little letter opener over there. All right, hey, through the list of 11 different types of IRAs, we've come down to spousal IRA. This was one I did not know existed before the show, and I have to delineate. It's not fair if I talk about what I know since I've started doing the show. But before I started here, I didn't even know this was an option that existed. Again, I mean, we're talking about a guy who got good grades in school, went to college, educated man. Never heard of a spousal IRA. And I hear this come up most often, Gregory, when people call in and they're looking for options to play catch up. They're late savers. They make a lot of money now, and they've got to save a lot in a short amount of time so they can retire at a decent age. And you often bring this up and they sound just like me. Oh, I didn't know such an option existed. Talk about the spousal IRA.
It is basically for a non-working spouse, traditional or Roth, funded by a married taxpayer in the name of his or her spouse who has less than $2,000 in annual compensation. The couple must be joint return regarding their taxes. The working spouse may contribute up to $2,000 per year to the spousal or non-working spouse and up to $2,000 per year to his or her own IRA. A couple then may contribute up to $4,000 per year, provided neither IRA receives more than $2,000.
That's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot, but for her that doesn't work, it's getting money in there, which is fair.
Yeah, hey, if you can sneak an extra $4,000 in there for, I don't know, the next 10, 15 years, that'll start to add up still. It's not that much. All right, we're going to talk about
I think a non-working spouse, if long as there's enough earned credit, should be able to do the max.
No doubt. All right, rollover IRA, inherited IRA. Coming up next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it, how many homeowners are in the audience? It's 100%. Let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Honestly, the companies don't want you to stay in their 401k if you left, because they have a good bit of liability with you staying there. So there may be encouragement, or some plans are adjusted to you've left the company, you have to move the plan. So if you do a rollover to an IRA, now how many choices do you have? Everything you have, you know, your Wall Street choices, equities, mutual funds, ETFs, bonds, tremendous amount of choices. Or you're going to now actually have safe money choices as well. If you want to go no risk with that money, you can do that as well.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Maria as well. Is she in on Periscope or Facebook Live?
I think this is just a Brooks and Dunn song.
I thought we were playing it because Maria had showed up. Oh, well, maybe next time, and then we won't play it far. Hey, this is Winning at Life, the Daily Rant with Gregory Ricks and James Parker. If you have a financial situation, you could do as Blaze did earlier and call us. He dialed 504-260-0995, and most of the listeners are on Facebook Live, Periscope, joining us on the stream across the country using the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. And most important, you have to also do the iHeartRadio app, which is the bomb as far as streaming music goes.
Yeah, and Scopers, pump hearts. What are you doing? Just sitting there? Corey's the only one
doing
it.
Come on. Give us a million during the show.
Yeah, my sister's not doing it. Dawn, Hudson, come on. All right, we're on number 7 here. We're not going to go through the whole list.
I'm wanting to get to number 8, but we'll do the...
We're definitely doing 7 and 8.
Okay.
And it's probably stopping there because we skipped ahead and talked about some of these other ones. All right, the rollover IRA. Now, they have in parentheses a conduit IRA. Have we ever used that term, conduit IRA? Because I think I've read other people use it, but I don't think I've heard you say a conduit IRA.
It's a technical name.
But I like it because it explains what it actually does. It doesn't really hold the assets as much as it takes it from one place and gets it to point B.
Yeah, and what it really defines is if it's a rollover IRA, it's typically going to be all pre-tax money that came from where? A company plan. So it's a rollover from that plan. Can it be commingled? Could it go to a traditional? Yeah, but you need to make sure of the tax status of that money, because on a traditional IRA, it could be a can be a contributory account where you could contribute to it non-deductible money. Well, why would I contribute non-deductible money? Because you make too much for it to be tax deductible. You could have a mix of that money. So your preference would be to set up a rollover IRA account for plan money to come into. So that kind of tells us that is plan money that came from another plan. There you go.
Because you don't want to mix them. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the rollover IRA. Anything else we need to know about it? Because I know you're going to spend a little bit of time on number 8 here.
I'm good.
Okay.
That just simplifies it. It's if you're bringing it from a company plan, set it up as a rollover IRA.
You didn't want to touch any of the rules on how much time or 60-day rollover rule somewhere there?
You shouldn't be doing 60-day rollover rules. That rules where you could take the money. But coming from a company plan, you don't want to do that because they're going to do mandatory withholding. It needs to be custodian to custodian going plan to IRA. That's custodian to custodian. You should never touch a 60-day rollover because it puts it in your hands. And, oh, Lordy, so many things can go wrong. So Emma, even forget about that.
Emma in Periscope just asked if there's income limits on the rollover IRA.
None.
There you go.
Roll it all over, no matter what you make.
Is there an income limit to traditional to Roth rollover? That's also from Emma and Scott.
No. Not to convert traditional money to Roth. There is no income limit.
Does that
There's
help,
income
Emma?
Limit on contributions to a Roth.
But rollover, none?
None.
Okay. Any tax? Yes. If you roll over traditional to Roth.
Is a tax? How much can you swallow?
It just counted as ordinary income for that year. So
yes.
And can you roll it over in pieces to break it up?
Yes. You can do a strategic rollover.
I'm trying to guess what Emma will ask next. That's what I'm doing here.
Get to the inherited.
Isn't that a double tax, though?
No. You didn't pay tax on it going in. Back up. Okay, Roth money is after-tax dollars going in. The growth of the Roth is tax-free as long as it's been there at 5 years on distribution. So you can basically look at the growth of the Roth as tax-free money. So you're not so if you're from a traditional IRA, that's pre-tax money. Now, if you have after-tax money in the mix, there's a formula for that conversion because you're not ever going to pay double taxes unless you cannot figure out your cost basis. So there never should be tax, double tax on a conversion. If it's, say, a rollover, then it all should be pre-tax that you're converting, so you are now paying tax for the conversion.
And here's the conclusion to this story. I contribute to a traditional that is rolled over every year to a Roth. I'm over the income limit.
Oh, you're doing the backdoor Roth.
Yes.
So do I.
Heard of that one before, haven't we? Well, Emma, are you satiated now? I think she's found the right show.
Come back and join us tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At 7.
Okay, now, inherited IRA. How useful is this?
Either a traditional or Roth acquired by the non-spousal beneficiary of a deceased IRA owner. Special rules apply to an inherited IRA. That money needs to move basically custodian to custodian. If you do a 60-day rollover, say pull the money out of the inherited IRA, and this is non-spouse, meaning non-wife, non-husband, it went to the kids or a third party. They're a non-spouse beneficiary, which means it's an inherited IRA. And if you take a distribution from it, you cannot put it back. You could do the stretch. The stretch is default, so you could take it over your lifetime. And then who inherits it from you could be taken out over their lifetime. What happens is 70% of the people go through the money in 3 years. But you can do a custodian to custodian, so it comes from that account that has named you as a beneficiary. It goes over to you as a inherited IRA, and you have to start taking required minimum distributions year after death of the decedent.
I have a question from the Facebook now. This is Steve from the Facebook Live. I believe he's already a client out of the Slidell area. I'm just trying to recall this from memory. He says, I have a question about my 401k that I rolled over from my previous employer. now that I work again, can I contribute to it myself out of my new employment?
You have earned income. You can continue to contribute to the IRA as well as participate in a 401k.
Is that the aggregate limits there?
Yeah, same limits apply.
All right, Steve.
Under 50, 5,500, you get the $1,000 catch up over 50.
Some of the answers are not that complicated. This one is yes. That's it. You can continue to contribute. You're all set. Yeah, I believe, Steve, you're a client, right? I know he's been in touch on the Facebook every once in a while for years and years, and I think he came on board at some point. It's just hard to remember all these. Yeah, all right. Thank
we
you
have
very
a
much.
Lot of Steves, by the way.
I know that makes it tough too. I'm in the same case. Not only do I have a generic name, but I also look just like a generic 40-year-old white guy. So people lose me in the crowd a lot. All right, we're about done with these IRA types. Roth IRA, you want to do a quick summary of that? I know you're a big fan, Roth Kool-Aid and all that. But can you squeeze it into about a minute and a half? Because it almost doesn't deserve to be in the same discussion as the other IRAs because it's such a different animal. But it is an IRA. It's just sort of a reverse IRA. You pay the taxes first and you're clean on the get out.
What's the question again?
On the Roth IRA, the summary. How would you use it, compare it, contrast it to other IRAs?
Long as it has time in its favor, it is a great tool because it grows tax. The distributions are tax-free. It doesn't go on the 1040. It should be in the mix of what you're doing if you have plenty of time.
Yeah, we're about out of time anyway. All right, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory. Sorry to shut it down so quick, Gregory. I know we could talk about that longer. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the government wants to help these driverless car companies come up with driverless cars. And it's just a race to the bottom between Austin and San Francisco. And you're going to find out tomorrow the big winner out of this battle to shut them down, or I'm sorry, help the most, Arizona. Arizona is where they a bunch of them moved to. Because it is the nearest state that is red to California. It is the only adjacent state that's red. So they've ended up there. Lucky for them. Anyway, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Our next live event, March 15th, Ruth's Chris in Metairie, 6:30 p.m. If you want to get in on that, RSVP on the app or call the office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. We will see you tomorrow at 7.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.